This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show. Brian Weber with you. Hop aboard at 844-204-7424. Or if you want to lurk in the shadows of social media, you can hit me up on the X platform. That is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. You can tell it is a holiday. Even the band took the week off, but we are fired up and feeling good as we jump right in. If you are new to my approach, now the egoist in me would say, how dare you not know who a guest host is? And that's why we have search engines after all. But if you are stumbling across me in this time slot for the very first time, let me be fully transparent. Although I will read the phone number over and over and over again, we don't take a ton of phone calls. Would you like to know why? Most of you don't call a substitute host. I fully get it. So if you're inclined to make this more of a passive experience, that is all good, as you kids say. And if you want to jot down the number and wait for Rich's return on Monday, have at it. 844-204-7424. I do check the X account frequently. So if you want to throw opinions around on social media, that is probably your best way to chime in. I also do my best to have about 4 to 4.5 hours of content ready that we plow through together in 3 hours. Because it remains a career highlight to have the opportunity to contribute to the show that has the intersection of sports and entertainment better than anybody else in our industry. And to put that into focus, Rich enjoying his vacation, but it's going to be a working holiday because coming up on Friday, you can see Rich competing in the premier celebrity golf tournament of them all. There is actually a circuit these days, but the granddaddy of them all, as I'm talking college football later in the program, is the American Century Celebrity Golf Championship in beautiful South Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Rich can be seen on national television Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's no cut, so my friend is guaranteed of making it through all three rounds. And that is significant because today we're going to add a third guest. Normally, I think I am delusional enough to believe I'm just that fascinating. I try to maximize your interaction opportunities with only a pair of guests. Today, we're going to add a third because he's a former all-star pitcher and he's an outstanding golfer, three-time champion of the American Century Championship coming up on Friday. Looking forward to a conversation with Mark Mulder to start the final hour of the program at 2 p.m. Eastern. Mark will never remember this, but I covered his major league debut for the then Oakland A's. And if you're of a certain age, you'll recall, yes, the A's played in Oakland, and they had the best core of young pitching in all of baseball, their big three, Tim Hudson, Barry Zito with his quirky curveball and personality, and Mark Mulder. We'll get there coming up in the last hour of the program. Going to jump right in talking NBA. There are some significant developments that have occurred over the last 24 hours, including this morning from my vantage point here in Southern California. Our first guest comes your way in the second hour of the program. In addition to the NBA analysis I'm about to offer, always good to check in with Brian Kalbrowski, who covers hoops for USA Today, and college football is back. Now, it's only dudes talking at a podium in Texas, but with the kickoff of Big 12 Media Days yesterday, I'm using that as license to focus heavily on college football because if I'm going to be thoroughly upfront with you, I love college football more than the NFL. Even though they continue to make it more and more challenging for fans to wrap their head around the current state of the sport because we're already now virtually guaranteed of a 16-team playoff as soon as next season. But I'm going to concentrate on matters on the field. We'll try to handicap who has the best chance of dethroning Ohio State as the reigning national champs. So coming up also in the final hour of the program, we'll get you the view from Vegas when we check in with Tim Murray of VSiN, who shares my passion for the college game. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich, 844-204-7424, or slide over to the X platform. You can also submit your resume. They're looking for a new CEO as of today. My handle is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Now, if you are somebody who has brushed across me in the past, and I will not read my full resume, if you have any idea who I am, who am I? Why am I here? Why am I clutching the microphone? It's probably because of my tenure at NFL Network, where I worked with Rich, got to know him, and that created this magnificent chance to contribute to his brand. I'm also a veteran of holidays, so I've done this week before. And the key, in my estimation, as a successful guest host, that is not a paradox. It's not jumbo shrimp. You have to know what you're in store for. This is not the busiest week on the sports calendar. There's a reason why the American Century Championship is scheduled for this week, because it coincides with baseball's All-Star break, kicking off a mini pause on baseball's calendar. So once the games wind down on Sunday, Home Run Derby Monday, the Midsummer Classic on Tuesday, and the folks not playing in the All-Star game get a break. So if you know what is the challenge, if you have a little bit of intellectual curiosity and creativity and want to work, it's not that hard. It's not really a slow week. I think as you scan the dial, you're tolerating slow-witted hosts. So as I was driving into work today and I flip around not to steal from the competition, I'm the person who tries to give as much attribution as possible. If you've been dealing with my act this week, how many times have I said Brian Windhorst is the preeminent NBA insider, deserves much more airtime on ESPN, and I learn something. I get smarter every time I hear his analysis. So, as I'm scanning the dial, I did notice other shows leading with things like Patrick Mahomes body shaming. Yeah, a knucklehead in our industry in Kansas City is taking shots at the best quarterback of his generation. Now, we all have eyes. We know Mahomes is not a sculptured Adonis. Last time I checked, this was not a bodybuilding competition. And more to the point, nobody in sports media should be pointing out that others might be a bit corpulent. There's a reason why, if you go to my Twitter avatar, BW Weber, Weber with two B's, one photo is circa 1977. The other, I'm patrolling the sidelines for Fox on an NFL broadcast at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum in 2001. Let's just say none of us are going to be running the Ironman anytime soon. So for a hack in Kansas City to be taking shots at Patrick Mahomes just reflects there's not much going on. And for national platforms to jump on it, also I find a bit intellectually lazy. The other thing I heard today was, dun, 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 Nikola Jokic has not signed his extension. What does it mean? Is the Joker not happy with the flurry of moves the Nuggets made to appease him and get him more depth? after back-to-back Game 7 losses in the postseason the last 2 years, coming off their run to the championship. Well, the people disseminating that information didn't take the time even to click on the story, because if you scanned down to paragraph 2, every NBA journalist that I follow made it clear that this was the right business decision by the Joker, because if he waits another year, he can make substantially more money. So I don't want to say everything is clickbait, and I don't want to go negative. There's too much of that in our industry, but it is at least curious to me, and maybe now I'm just trying to pat myself on the back and I reach over. A lot of people, I believe, do not necessarily approach this week with enough preparation, understanding that the marquee performer's not here and you're not going to get the same level of interaction, nor, as much as I'm looking forward to chatting with Mark Mulder, I'm not talking to Larry David or John Hamm this week. So I come with a satchel filled with sizzling hot takes. Among them, let me get to Draymond Green, who's not going to be pleased by the development today in the NBA. Not a surprise, but further confirmation that OKC isn't going anywhere. As expected, Chet Holmgren agreed to a 5-year max contract extension. Following SGA, next up is Jalen Williams. So what does that mean? The Thunder are keeping the core intact, as they should. This is the second youngest team in the shot clock era to win it all. Not only do they have their big three, really a big 2.5 right now because Holmgren needs to fill in his physique. Now I'm body shaming as well, but we all watched at least the NBA Finals. What do you think that guy weighs? Now he's young. He's been hurt. Remember, he missed the majority of last year, what should have been his rookie season. So as he gets older, as he focuses more on nutrition, as he spends more time in the weight room, his body will fill out. My only challenge with Chet, and I love college basketball as much as I love the NBA, you're getting the trend that I've been a big supporter of college sports for decades. A lot of that now going to be past tense. I made a business decision to step away once the Pac-12 was killed. I'm not saying I'm closing the door on future work in the college space. I just don't have the same passion for it professionally. And if you're not fully emotionally committed to calling a soccer game by yourself in Arizona when it's 112 degrees and you're in a press box made entirely of metal, you shouldn't be there. And I realize I reached that point, and I want younger broadcasters to have the opportunity. But if you followed Holmgren back to his time at Gonzaga, you know this guy is the total package. He is the representation of where the NBA is presently, because he can knock down threes, because he's long beyond being tall. He's got the wingspan. My only issue is I have not seen a big dude miss more layups than Chet Holmgren. And I don't know if it's finesse. I'm not going to be the shot doctor, but think about even in the NBA Finals, how many point-blank opportunities either he failed to throw it down, big man, channeling the late, great Bill Walton, or he just blew a buddy. So OKC, with the understanding we have had 7 different NBA champions consecutively for the first time in league history for a reason. A lot of it comes down to the CBA, which we'll talk about and connect to Draymond Green momentarily. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. You can let me know what you think about what's going on in sports. Take it any direction you want. BW Weber, Weber with 2 B's on the X platform. In 30 minutes, we'll get to the NFL. How are the Jaguars going to try to use Travis Hunter as the first legitimate two-way player in the NFL, put aside Deion dabbling on both sides of the football, since Chuck Bednarik of the Philadelphia Eagles in the 1960s? We'll talk about that coming up, with college football also on the horizon in less than 20 minutes. The entire point of the new CBA was to legislate parity, just ripping a page out of the NFL playbook, because the NFL is king primarily due to gambling and fantasy football, which is an offshoot. But the other unspoken truth is No league has more of a turnover in the standings than the NFL. 21 of the last 22 years, something like that, somebody's gone from worst to first. So even if you're enduring a miserable year, there's the possibility it gets better next year. And that's what the NBA wanted in the new collective bargaining agreement. And the owners wanted to protect themselves from themselves. They legislated essentially a hard cap so they wouldn't be able to spend more because they didn't trust themselves. Or the small market teams got tired of the massive disparity between the haves and have-nots and said, this has to change. They had the votes to get that done. So why am I bullish on OKC if I just told you that we're going to continue to have the current state of parity for as long as the CBA runs in the foreseeable future? Because the Thunder are so young and because they're so well run. Sam Presti is a basketball savant. I will not go through all the particulars of the Paul George trade once more, but remember, SGA was not in the first sentence of that deal because the headline was, Paul George goes from OKC to the Clippers. In return, the Thunder get 5 number ones and 2 pick swaps. Who did that become? Guys like Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. And they have incredible depth, only matched this year by Indiana. And clearly everything's going to change for the Pacers with the confirmation of what we presume to be true yesterday or the night before. Tyrese Haliburton, unfortunately, will not play at all as he rehabs the ruptured Achilles he suffered in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And because the Bucks got creative in their attempt to appease Giannis, they went all in from an accounting standpoint to get Miles Turner in the process, saying thanks but no thanks to Damian Lillard. Here's $113 million to go away. So if you couple what OKC has on the roster, what they have in the future when it comes to the draft, and the guy calling the shots, I have a lot of confidence that this team is going to be here for years to come. Although I try to be upfront with you, I might have said the same thing about the Bucks because I was blinded by the brilliance of Giannis. I probably said the same thing about the Nuggets, but it's an acknowledgement by Denver based on what they did over the last 10 days. And I know a lot of you, including Draymond Green, are longing for the old days of the legitimate free agent frenzy. Well, I miss the 1980s and 90s as well. I mentioned rotary phones yesterday. I'm older than my enthusiastic delivery would suggest. We can go through nostalgia as much as we want. What's the line from The Sopranos? It's the lowest form of confirmation, but we conversation, but we have confirmation that these facts are not going to change. So why did Denver make it a priority to move Michael Porter Jr., who was instrumental in their championship run and showed his commitment to the team, playing through injuries and all of his back issues? Well, they wanted a more dynamic player in Cam Johnson. They also prioritized depth, bringing back Bruce Brown, not a earth-shattering move, but a glue guy from the championship team, picking up Tim Hardaway Jr., and despite those reports he's going to Greece, it looks like it's a done deal. Jonas Valanciunas is going to be a Nugget, giving them finally a legitimate backup to the Joker. I am going to just concede the point one more time because the audience is always changing, especially with a fill-in hack. I am aware those are not sexy names, but you don't necessarily win in team sports, especially in the NBA. Look at the quick demise of the super team that never was in Phoenix, just with star power. You need other dudes, and that's what the CBA change has prioritized. So, Draymond Green, and I'll get back to this later in the program because I filibustered to start as I jumped right in, is not my favorite person nor player. Now, if you care about my background, I'm the biggest warrior honk you're going to find. Before the team had the transformation and became one of the most coveted franchises in all of sports, thanks to Steph Curry being a generational talent, when I was their TV sideline reporter in the era of Chris Gatling and Victor Alexander. They were the Clippers of Northern California. They were atrocious. So I am a huge, well, I don't root for teams, I root for stories to talk about, a huge supporter of the franchise. And I understand what Draymond means to that team specifically. I just don't find his analysis to be that thoughtful, nor do I think, and this is my own bias, so I will be upfront with it, I just don't think he's likable on television, but I understand as a longtime professional wrestling fan that he's playing a heel. I get it. Here's Draymond's thoughts on what he believes to be the death of NBA free agency. I'll read it quickly, what he posted on social media. The level of anticipation leading up to July 1st used to be as exciting as fireworks on the 4th, yet only a week after watching a team spray champagne and ride on floats, nothing is going on currently. I'm paraphrasing here. One can only point to the new CBA and the second apron hard cap for absolutely putting an end to free agency as we once knew it, close quote. He goes on to say, I should have been the Players Association president, but he did throw an LOL in, at least to have a degree of self-awareness. I could have helped a lot. We're going to leave it there because there's a lot to unpack. We'll pick it up when we're joined in the next hour of the program by Brian Kalbrowski of USA Today. But here's a preview, and because I believe in attribution, I will mention I got this from Bobby Marks, the former NBA executive who now works for ESPN. He pointed out on social media, this really isn't about the second apron. It's about the part of the CBA that prioritized contract extensions. That's why no one is going anywhere as a free agent. You re-up with your current team to get more. And if you are going to depart, it's going to be through a trade, as we saw with Kevin Durant, as we saw in other circumstances. So I'm not here just to bash Draymond. I gave you my perspective. I'm not an enormous fan. He lost me when he punched Jordan Poole in the face. I understand tempers run hot at a practice setting. Why do you think that video leaked? Because somebody in the organization was just worn out by Draymond and they wanted to embarrass him and they hoped he would change his actions. Well, how many more dudes is he going to hit in the man zone and say that was incidental contact before we realize that he is beyond just being a repeat offender breaking NBA rules between the lines? He's largely out of control. We'll hit pause on that and get back to the NBA coming up in the next hour of the program. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. I will check your thoughts out on social media coming up. It's BW Weber. Weber with 2B. Straight ahead, we'll connect hoops to football. We could get an announcement, according to reports, as soon as today. The NCAA tournament is expanding. I mentioned it's virtually a done deal. The college football playoff will be growing next year. How is that impacting your fandom? Is anybody considering what you, the paying customer on the college level, an alum who has emotion invested as well? Is anybody thinking about you and what you truly want? That is coming up. I'm Brian Weber.
So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now, son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. And the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
You can have at it on social media. I appreciate the positivity, the negativity, but I don't think you're going to respond if you just feel like it's all mundane on a Big Word Wednesday. So my job is to elicit a response, and I appreciate those of you taking the time to weigh in. B.W. Weber, Weber with two B's. I had somebody asking for my analysis of the Atlanta Braves. I could say they're wretched. I could say they're abysmal. That's not really perspective. What's the old line? That's baseball. It's flipping a coin 162 times. I know injuries have been a factor. I know they've been gutted by one-run games, but when you get a superstar like Ronald Acuna Jr. back, that team has to be better than what we're seeing on the diamond in Georgia. And there's your baseball update. Who says I don't talk baseball? I'm aware Shohei Ohtani went deep again. The most home runs by an L.A. Dodger at the All-Star break, but L.A. lost again. They're mortal. Make it five consecutive losses now by the boys in blue. Still, because it's a 162-game season, even when you're scuffling, you can't overreact to anything. And I realize that is in direct opposition to everything we do in Sports Talk Radio. So, for example, you could say, well, the Yankees will be just fine, and I think with time they will figure it out. But it's just this simple. When you watch the Yankees play or just have an idea of how things are coming together, if Aaron Judge isn't locked in, they just don't have a chance these days, which is bizarre considering the size of the payroll. And now I've talked more baseball than I wanted to, but if we're comparing and contrasting, for example, the Yankees have more substantial issues they have to deal with, namely the bullpen, than the Dodgers. The Dodgers, for whatever reason, just can't stay healthy on the mound. But because they have unlimited willingness to spend and they have the benefit of Ohtani, who's the face of the league now, the international face of baseball, willing to defer money, they have even more options to spend whatever it takes, like they did last year when they picked up Jack Flaherty prior to the deadline. Then he went back to Detroit. Oh, by the way, Tigers, the story in baseball, but no one wants to talk about them because they're in Detroit. Let's make the move to college sports. I mentioned as I was forward promoting what was coming up in this content block, beyond my passion for the college space in general, I love college basketball. It was my entree to broadcasting, and I like basketball more than football. It's just my aesthetic. However, and I'm glad that the leading basketball journalists who cover the college game are all lining up uniformly to let fans know. Now, unfortunately, there's not much we can do because we're addicted to sports. It's not like we're going to boycott the NCAA tournament when it goes to 76 teams. But, for example, Matt Norlander, who does an outstanding job covering college basketball for CBS, he threw out a poll, and I'm inclined to believe if you're following him on the X platform, and you can follow me, it's BW Weber, Weber with two B's, you like college basketball. You're not a casual. He threw out a simple question with the reporting that he's been doing at Pat 40 of Sports Illustrated that as soon as later today, maybe tomorrow, but most likely before the end of the week, we'll get official confirmation. The tournament is expanding beyond the current field of 68, which nobody talks about because we all ignore the first four. Don't call it the play-in, but it feels like it's going to happen. We're just waiting for the particulars, and 76 seems to be the number, and you can certainly hazard a guess that the branding will be the spirit of 76. We'll tap into nostalgia. Hey, happy birthday, America, next year with another milestone coming up. Do not believe the branding or the hype. And you're going to hear this is about access. More teams deserve a shot at the tournament because Division One has expanded. Well, Rob and Matt Norlander had a poll together. Rob Doster also does a terrific job of covering college basketball. I'm reading from Matt's account. 94% of the respondents to the question, do you want NCAA tournament expansion, said no. We can't agree to the tune of 94% on anything in this nation. So it's clear, if you enjoy college basketball, we don't want to see this because we're not inane. We go through Selection Sunday. We see what happens every year. You notice, when you look at the bubble teams, the vast majority are from the Big Ten. Even the SEC had a bubble team or two where they got everybody from the conference in this year. It's a sport that's controlled by the cartel of the Power Four conferences that is still relevant in basketball because of the depth of the Big 12. We just saw Houston make a run to the national title game, but we know how it works overall in college sports. It's all about the SEC and the Big 12. So when we go to 76 teams, what are we going to see? Not more Cinderella. Cinderella got killed last year because of the transfer portal, and she's not coming back. Secondarily, an expanded field, those additional slots, will go to teams from the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC, because they can always have the default position of strength of schedule and conference play. So, and a great point was made by Matt Norlander on his Twitter platform, with the addition of about 100 teams since the last expansion from 64 to 68 teams in that field, most of them, the vast majority, come from conferences that only get one bid every year. So it's not going to be a windfall for the West Coast Conference, which is losing Gonzaga, joining the remnants of the Pac-12. It's just going to be more for the big boys. And that's how it works in a sports space that we love. And I keep going back to my connection emotionally to college basketball and college football. Once we get to the games themselves, there's nothing better than a college football Saturday because quantity is quality. But was anybody clamoring for an expanded playoff in college football other than, I know Alabama fans will pick up the phone line and tell me, yeah, the Tide got job last year. Okay. When we go to 16, I'm not going to care who the 17th best team in the nation is. I really didn't get that worked up over the resume comparison between SMU and Alabama for that final slot because Indiana was always going to be in because of the strength of the Big Ten. I'm okay with having a real debate because that's what separates college sports from the NFL. But if you just follow the guidance of the Big Ten, and I'm glad the commissioner of the Big 12, Brett Yormark, pushed back yesterday because he's trying to do all he can from the standpoint of public sentiment and pressure of fans, although we don't get a vote clearly, saying, why is the Big 12 and now the SEC taking a step back from this notion, so I'll just focus on the Big 12. Why is the Big 12 so insistent on legislating, mandating, putting it in the contract when the field expands to 16 next season, that the Big 12 and the SEC will automatically get at least four teams from each of the conferences, and they'll throw a bone to the ACC and the Big 12, give them a couple each? Well, isn't the whole point of sports to win it on the field? But the Big Ten And to a degree, the SEC, although the coaches, I will give them credit, the SEC coaches, when they got together for the spring meeting a couple months ago, all, virtually all, consensus is hard to reach, but the majority of them said, we want to have a looser bracket because we want to demonstrate what we can do on the field. The Big Ten just wants to throw their weight around because they can. Because if we're just going through revenue, and the SEC right there, no need to have a bake sale or a GoFundMe, the Big Ten is printing money and they run the entire college sports landscape. So your marks counter makes sense. If we're going to 16, five automatic qualifiers, and then 11 at-large bids. And do you want to venture a guess what's going to happen with those at-large bids? The majority will be from the Big Ten and the SEC because they run the sport. So I don't understand the need to have it carved out and have a handout to these conferences other than they can do virtually whatever they want because college football is broken. We now have revenue sharing. That started as of last week, July 1st. In theory, that is supposed to clean up the NIL space because schools can now legally directly pay the players. Well, what was discussed yesterday at the Big 12 Media Day kickoff? It's gotten even wilder. The teams are just recklessly now coming up with exotic NIL deals because there are no penalties. The NCAA has walked away. Don't look at us. We just want our money from college basketball and the expansion that is coming. So I am not pretending like I'm going to turn my TV off. I'm addicted to college hoops and football the way you are. Wouldn't it be nice, and maybe this is just delusional optimism, wouldn't it be nice, though, if the sport was actually run in a way that was equivalent to the quality of play we see on the field? But I realize I am eating that pie in the sky. I'm Brian Weber. No body shaming. I might like pie, especially during a holiday week. Hit me up on social media, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Going to be football in our immediate future in 20 minutes as we kick off the second hour of the program. What is the biggest hurdle the Eagles will have to overcome to go back-to-back as Super Bowl champs? And we will take you around the NFL coming up. Travis Hunter, the most electrifying player in college football in recent memory, now getting set to make his debut this fall for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are realistic expectations for Hunter as a two-way player on a full-time basis in the pros? I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
on a jam-packed Wednesday. Brian Weber in for Rich. I'll do it again tomorrow. Then my pal Dan Schwartzman takes over to wrap up the work week. The best news is Rich and the fellas return on Monday, so I appreciate your patience. I know how loyal this audience is, and those of you who have taken a moment to say, yeah, all right, I'll take that as a compliment, given the toxic world in which we live. 844-204-7424. NFL fans, I understand you want even more football. We're going to address that presently. We'll keep it going to start the second hour of the program. We'll mix in just a little bit of NBA when we're joined coming up in hour number two by Brian Kalborowski. You read his outstanding work on the 4-to-Win platform, part of USA Today. And then the headliner in the last hour of the program is Mark Mulder, 2-time All-Star. Had a brilliant start to his career in Oakland, wound up pitching for the Cardinals as well. 9 years in the bigs, did not have the longevity he wanted to, in part because of some injuries at the end, but was certainly extremely impactful, and he has been absolutely dialed in on the links in gorgeous South Lake Tahoe, Nevada, at the American Century Championship. Rich is going to be competing in that outstanding tournament that brings together the biggest names for sports and entertainment. And you can check out and see how Rich is doing on the course starting on Friday. Full coverage on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. Travis Hunter, to me, is the very definition of a unicorn. We throw that term out too loosely. I think the first time I heard it in a sports setting was connected to Kristaps Porzingis, who unfortunately just can't stay healthy. There's a reason why he's moved on to Atlanta, primarily due to Boston blowing things up. Now, most of this was immediately logical when Jason Tatum unfortunately suffered his torn Achilles at Madison Square Garden as Boston was knocked out in the second round by the Knicks as reigning champs. Once it became clear this would be a gap year, there was no reason, and a reminder, there's a new ownership group taking over in Boston, spending $6.1 billion, which now looks like a bargain compared to the estimated valuation of the Lakers at $10 billion, with Mark Walter, who's spending a ton of money as the lead owner of the Dodgers, awaiting approval, and it takes longer than it should, but once that gets finalized, he'll be the new majority owner of the Lakers. Well, once Tatum was unfortunately a scratch for next season, it was clear there was no reason to hang on to the core players of the championship team like Drew Holiday. Porzingis was not available again in the postseason, this time due to a viral ailment, and even Luke Kornet got flipped over to San Antonio. Good for him. Glad he got paid, because that guy has been a journeyman throughout the start of his NBA career. So as we think about where things stand now in the NFL, Travis Hunter's one of one, quite literally, because unless the Jags are just swerving all of us and trying to appease a young player who seems like, based on the interviews that I've watched, to be a terrific person off the field as well, I've not heard Hunter say or do anything that does not reflect high character. We know what he achieved on the field of Colorado. The snap count was remarkable. My question is, because we haven't seen it since Chuck Bednarik, I'll say that name again, going back to the 1960s for the Eagles, well, there's a reason why it has not occurred. Understanding that Deion Sanders dabbled on both sides of the ball, it's been done in small sample sizes, but the plan for now is for Hunter to get out there on both sides of the ball, quote-unquote, on a full-time basis. I thought it was interesting what Travis Kelce said recently on a podcast that he believes, at least from the Kansas City standpoint, the guys who match up with Hunter when he's playing cornerback are going to run as many sprint routes down the field to try to wear him out, understanding that there'll be a carryover effect when he comes back onto the field after a change of possessions and now has to line up at wide receiver. The guy is in amazing shape. He's young and he's demonstrated that he can take the wear and tear of playing on both sides of the ball. He dealt with some injuries at Colorado, but nothing so significant that sidelined him for a long period of time. So I'm here for it. Let's see if it can happen. Because I think we all gravitate towards sports because of excellence. Many of our daily lives are virtually the same. What'd you do today? You got up, probably at the same time. What'd you have for breakfast? Probably the same thing as yesterday. How'd you get to work? Unless the app took you on a different direction. You get my point. So if we can see somebody who is truly one of one, I think it's going to be a remarkable development. He's got an open-minded young head coach. And Liam Cohn maybe didn't win the press conference when he said, Duval? Sounded like a question mark, but he is not one of these old school football dictators. To me, it's harder to find a lockdown cornerback than it is a playmaking wide receiver. We could go through all of the impactful wide receivers across the league. It's the golden age of receivers, both in college football and the NFL. So if I was someone out of input, I would say, Travis, you're primarily a cornerback. We'll put you in on third and long to utilize your speed and your hands as a wideout. But as of today, the plan is we're going to see him on both sides of the football. And if it only happens once every 60 years, mark me down as interested. I'm Brian Weber, interested in your interaction. Phone number 844-204-7424 or hit me up on X. BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. We're talking Eagles trying to run it back as champs straight ahead on The Rich Eisen Show.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.